Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Womanist Views. We are welcoming Nikki Porter. She's the creator of Buy From a Black Woman, which is a platform to showcase what black women are leading, moving, and shaking. And as well, this platform is to support business ideas and the creative spirit of the black woman. With her, we will discuss this endeavor and why entrepreneurship and cooperative economics are so important for black women. So go ahead and tune in here and learn a bit more about these ways that we can be involved and supportive of this effort. And once again, Womanist Views is created, produced, and co-hosted by Cherise Charleswell. And we are dedicated to broadcasting the voices of women who are doing positive and exciting things in their communities around the globe. Hello, welcome, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us today. There's some exciting things that you are doing, and we just wanted to make sure that we brought this to the attention of our audience. And I think we're just going to go ahead and just jump right into it.
Okay.
So if you could let us know, what motivated you to make the decision to launch this platform and to use the name Buy From a Black Woman? And when did it begin?
Well, it was something that has been on my heart, ever since we started the Buy Black movement. We see it on social media. So, of course, you see the excitement, you see it, and then you get the rush from it, and you're like, I want to be a part of this. I want to do more than just buy something. So how can I jump in on this and show my support in a way that not only empowers other people to show their support, but also can make a difference from that? So from that, it was like, okay, buy black, I'm banking black, I'm producing black, I'm getting black, but... ...and little boys and little girls, but our focus are on the little boys. So it came from a mixture of those both, of wanting to empower women and also not forgetting about the women are. So we're buying black, but there's so many wonderful, talented, intelligent, powerful black women out there that are often getting tossed to the side or not even getting the attention that they need because we're just not noticing them. So out came Buy From a Black Woman. Yeah, that's really how it was birthed.
So you mentioned a lot of the Buy Black campaigns. What were your whole thoughts on the, I guess, in the last year, the last quarter, or closing quarter of the retail season? It was that very big push. It was anti-Black Friday campaigns and sentiments over the past two or three years. Were you involved in any of that, those efforts before launching this platform?
I was. The first, I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago, there was a Buy Black instead of in New Jersey. I'm originally from New Jersey. So in New Jersey, it was a Buy Black instead of in. It was more of a co-op shop that came together. And on Black Friday, all came together, all the black-owned businesses, and it was like, we're not going to the major stores. We're not even, they don't exist to us today. Everything that we need, we're going to get from each other. So it was a creative movement, and it was just, that thrilling excitement just was in me from it all. And you see it's happening. It's the domino effect is coming because it's becoming not a fad, but it's becoming a thing to do. And although it's stylish and it's sexy now to buy black, where it was, you know, in the 80s, it was like, oh, you powerful black person, you're starting a revolution. Now it's being marketed different. The younger people in the younger generation are catching on, and we're able to spread the word so much better with the uses of social media. So I don't think it's something that's going to fade pretty soon. I think as we go and we keep seeing how Black Friday is, the numbers are going to keep decreasing in the major stores and the major businesses, and we're going to go back to where we started.
Wonderful. And I know that questions have arrived, and I've heard them about why is it some people may feel this is a bit divisive. So could you answer or respond to why is it so important to make your focus on this buying? Why are black women central to this platform, and why is it about buying from a black woman rather than buying black period, or buying from women, or buying from women of color? Why did you make focus and make black women central on this platform?
Black women, with all our strengths, we are stripped so much of so many things. So we need to empower each other. We need to uplift each other. We need to invest in each other. We need to know that we are here for each other. There's so much negativity when it comes to black women against other black women. We see it on the blogs. We see it on television. We see it on social media. They don't want to believe that black women are together in this, and we are. There's so many of us who are supporting each other. So this needs to be to the front. This needs to be our story, that we're here for each other and we're supporting each other and we want each other to succeed and just fly. So, I mean, we have, there's brown women, there's white women, there's regular women, but I'm a black woman. So I want to see my sister succeed in a way that is not often told. Our story is so mistold or mistreated or just not even acknowledged that I'm here to speak up for us.
Thank you. And why do you believe that economic autonomy is imperative for black women?
Goodness, I don't even know where to start with that one. I mean, we can trace it back to what the Underground Railroad was. And we all know the story of the Underground Railroad. Who led that? A black woman. So just the importance that has always been in us to do that. It's almost natural. And we've been brainwashed and whitewashed, any type of soap wash, shea butter wash, so much to not believe in this in something that comes natural to us, that if we get back to what's natural to us and it unfolds, just the effect that we can have, not just for us, but for our children and our children's children, it's just, it will be grateful. Like, it's our duty to support each other. As black women, we have each other. So we need to continue to support and rely on each other and show each other that, hey, you have me, sis. I'm here for you, and I want you to, because when you fly, I fly. It's just that easy.
Thank you. What I do appreciate is that you refer to this as a support movement, and that it's more than just a platform, and that it's like a movement you're trying to generate, and you're using digital advocacy a lot to do this. But do you believe that black women have been in some ways socially conditioned to support or cape for or march for everyone else but themselves, and has this made it difficult for them to now come together in support of each other?
Most definitely. It's natural for us to be the natures of it, for us to take on everybody else's stuff besides our own. And you can see it just think about your friendship circle among the black women that you are with. You will put their needs before yours, and they will put your needs before theirs. And it's just something that comes natural to us. So we're the ones who are the front line. We're the ones making the meals. We're the ones staying with the children. We're the ones going out there to make sure everybody else has what they have, but sacrificing what we need. So if we just apply that to each other, I mean, yeah. So it's just changing not just the mindset of what people think or the perception of what they have of us, but also of ourselves. We have to know that we're important too, and important enough not to just to kind of be selfish in a way. It's okay to be selfish. And a lot of people don't think that that's okay, because it's like, oh, I'm a narcissist, so I'm being selfish. But we support so many other people. Why can't we do the same thing for each other?
Great point. And it touches on the topic of self-care and support, so that's definitely a great point. But let's talk about the platform a bit. So what does Buy From a Black Woman entail? Can you tell us about it and what we can expect from it as it continues to roll out?
Yes. As I mentioned, like, this was a personal project. It started with me just doing it on a personal level. I was going to invest in a black-owned business that was owned by a black woman once a week, and I was just going to go and just on my own personal social media platform, hey, I bought this. This product is great. I love it. But as I started to talk that, I started to research that, there are so many beautiful things that are happening with black women that is bigger than just me and my social media platform, me just telling just my circle about it, that it needs to be exemplified in a way, in a light. It also needs to encourage other black women who might not know that they can do it or not know that this is being done. Buy From a Black Woman is going to be more than just buying from a black woman. It's going to be empowering black women to be the next business owner. It's going to be showing black women in a light that we had not seen before. I'm meeting black women who are business moguls. I'm meeting black women who have foundations named after them. I'm meeting black women who own streets. Like, it's just like this things you never thought that black women can do. But we don't have a platform to showcase on that. So with Buy From Black Women, it's going to be showcasing that. It's going to be empowering black women to have their own businesses, education, seminars, retreats, scholarships, grants, mentor programs. I mean, it's going to be our own co-op of things that black women can get from each other.
So you just mentioned the diversity and the type of women that you've come across and who will be using the platform or accessible through the platform. Have you found that is there any particular business type or industry that you believe lacks a representation of black women entrepreneurs that you have identified?
If you would have asked me that question 3 weeks ago, I would have said transportation. But I've met two women who own their own transportation fleet. So...
wow.
I don't think there's nothing that black women can do, if I'm being like super honest. Like, we can even, something as recent as, let's just go with the Oprah effect. She's a black woman. She caters to all, but she's a black woman. That woman made $19.8 million in one day, and all she did was send a tweet. You get what I'm saying? So, like...
yeah.
There's nothing that black women can't do. So I would never say no. I don't think there's a part. I think we're just not educated on where they are doing this, and the word has not been spread out because they are black women. So, no, there's nothing black women can't do. And this is why something like this is so important, because you have to see yourself doing it to know that you can do it. Like the little girl in New Jersey said, I want to read books that's about me. I don't want to see white boys and the dogs anymore.
Yeah, that was that young entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You're correct.
A black woman, see? It's like, I mean, but for her to have that spirit and that fire, she's reflecting what she knows. So there's some black women in her life who are doing amazing things, and she wants to be a part of that. So, if this little girl can start that, she knows that I want to see more of me in things because I'm seeing it, and I know there's other little black girls who need to see more than them. Just imagine if we had a world of black women supporting black women. Could you imagine what that would look like?
It'd be very much different from what we're saying now. I like that we're talking about the topic of entrepreneurship and actually having some control over your wealth attainment, because there has been much press given to the fact that black women have become the most educated group in the U.S. or the fastest growing educated group in the U.S., yet this achievement has not translated to closing the racial gender wage gap or improving our wealth and health outcomes. Why do you think that that there has been no really substantial change in wealth despite educational attainment?
I think it comes from a number of different things. One being the lack of support, and I keep going back to the support. The support is, to be successful, you need to have an awesome support system. You can do something and nobody knows about it, you will not be supported. But it comes from the lack of support. Black women entrepreneurs was the highest grossing entrepreneurship in the last 2 years. And they're being successful because they're building these giving circles, these co-ops, these support systems to help each other to become wealthy. Those who are not being supportive, I think, are lacking the success, and their stories are not being told because there's nobody there to tell their story, if that makes sense.
So let's go a little further. So in what ways can one get involved with or even support the Buy From a Black Woman platform?
you can buy from a black woman.
Step one, right? Okay.
Yes, step one, buy from a black woman. But I'm always looking for different businesses owned by black women. You can email me at info@buyfromablackwoman. I love to highlight stories about black women. If you have a story, contact me. You can follow me along on Instagram, buy from black woman. The website, buyfromblackwoman.com. Just spread the word by buying from a black woman and letting other people know that they need to support black women.
So do you envision a bit of a directory or something that people will log on to the website and be able to find these businesses that you have, that you are made aware of?
Long term, that would be great, but there's so many of those online that we can, you can Google 99 black women businesses and find one. Mm-hmm. This is more of empowerment and giving those that are wanting to become, you know, business owner the tools that they need to be successful and to be successful long term. So it's not just an information, it's more of an empowerment and building the next generation and showcasing the generation of women that are out there now.
Great. And I believe I noticed that there's also products that people can now utilize to show their support. So if you can talk about some of those products, we might as well let them know. Because I think it's a lot of times the great thing about wearing or utilizing products in that way is that it still builds a sense of community and you're still able to recognize somebody involved in something you care about. So if you can, you know, go ahead and elaborate a bit about the products that are also available.
And see, I wasn't trying to, like, plug things to buy.
That's what we need to do here.
You know, but there are T-shirts, there's tote bags, there's crossover bags, where you can show your support for buy from a black woman and coming on the website to buy a T-shirt. It's just to help spread the awareness of it. Not the awareness of my platform, but also just the awareness of black women and buying from it. That's the message I want to get across. I'm not, if I could give the T-shirts out, I would, to be honest with you. Because it's not even, for me, it's not even about selling the products. It's about spreading the awareness of the message I'm trying to get across. So these products, I'll be straight up, I'm not making any profit. They are at cost. So, because I just want the awareness and the message to get across from that. So spread the word, buy from a black woman.
Great, and I want to just reiterate that there shouldn't be any shame in having to, you know, speak about these products in that way, because there's some, like I said, there's a sense of community tied to them. And if you think about the Black Girls Rock slogan and how meaningful that is, that's the same way to show solidarity in utilizing the products that you have been made available. So that's why I want to encourage you when you continue to speak about this platform is to let them know about the product. Let's show that solidarity. Let's have people support your efforts and time that you're putting into building this platform as well. So we all have to give ourselves that without feeling any, you know, any shame involved in that.
That goes back
make
to what I'm saying, how we're always supporting and wanting to do for others, and we forget to do for ourselves. I'm guilty of that.
Yes.
I'm guilty of that. I am. I can admit that. Cool. I am the person who, I'm a marketer, and I've been a nonprofit. So me helping people has been my passion since I was a little girl. So for me, it's not even about me. This is not about me. This is about all the black women out there who I see struggle. Like, I'm friends with so many black women entrepreneurs, and I see their stories, and I hear their stories, and it's just, while some are successful, some are not, because of the support system I spoke on earlier. So it's just, you want to encourage each other that you can do this. Like, you can do this. You don't have to help build somebody else's dream. You can build your own. There's no reason for it at this point that we're at in life and what all the tools we have at our fingertips.
Yes. Can I just get you to share your contact information again before we go further? Because I like to always get that out in different portions of the interview.
You can contact me at info@buyfromablackwoman.com. The website is www.buyfromablackwoman.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, buyfromablackwoman.com.
Okay. Everyone, let's get out there and like that page and share and
yes,
start
Like, share.
That's remember we went back to talk about how can you support this platform? Like and share. That's,
you can share. You share the story. Share. Because as we grow, the demands grow. And it's the, I will have to say it was a very overwhelming experience when I first started this because we all have our babies and we all have our things and we're all, you know, nervous at how the poke will receive them or if the poke will even receive it because this is something that you had. Like, I started this website and the Facebook page, and I kept it private for about a good month because I was just nervous about how it was going to be received. I know. I was nervous about how it was going to be received, but it's been amazing. It's been amazing just to see the support that is coming along with, from people, from Black people who I don't even know. It's just like, you know,
okay,
what
so see, that
amazing.
Leads me right in to our next question, because you're saying you were very nervous about how this received, and someone would think that the platform you created and the pages they're meant to be seen by everybody. That's how it's going to build. But let's talk about what type of feedback have you been receiving thus far, if you can talk about the different types of feedback.
Let me tell you how. The second week of the website being public and the Facebook page being shared, I got a phone call from what I believe is a white man. And he called me, and he was just like, hey, can I speak to Nicole Porche? I'm like, yeah, hi, how are you? He was like, hey, I got your contact information. I came across your site, and your Facebook is moving, and it's amazing. It's wonderful. This is going to be big, and I would like to buy it from a Black woman. And I was like, oh well, there's T-shirts on the website, you know, help yourself. We take American Express, if that's what you're worried about, PayPal, we take it all. And he said, no, I want to buy from a Black woman. I'm like, I'm sorry? Huh? Yes. And he said, this is going to be major. And I'm sitting here and I talked to a colleague about what we can do and the financial backing we can put. You can still be the front runner of it. You can still be the face for it. But we can support you financially with it and we can own the rights, blah, 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 blah. But before he even got to deep, I was like, it's not for sale. Like, I just
wow, we're talking about creating our own media and outlets, and right at, from the beginning, they're ready to buy.
It was, and that made me so nervous. I'm like, if there's a white man out there who found me and wants to buy from a Black woman, how powerful is bigger than me? At this point, it's bigger than me.
Wow, yeah, that's a very amazing story to share. Talking about feedback, that's well and beyond feedback. That's letting you know that there, like you said, there's something that you have definitely got onto and someone else wants to control, because once again, they see the potential for wealth building here. And then again, when we sell things off, we sell these opportunities and for ourselves off, and that's collective opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So other than someone wanting to come and just snatch it, and do who knows what it, because, you know, when things are no longer under our ownership, they can put
anything,
that out there and manifest it in a whole different form that has nothing to do with the original mission.
At all. And, you know, to say, to even make an offer, oh, you can still be the face, like you're doing me a favor. Sir, no. But that's when I knew, like, this is something that is needed, and people are seeing it, and it's not even about Nicole Porche at this point. It's not. Like, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than anything I could have even imagined it could have been. I mean, that was one of the feedback. But other than that, everything has been positive. It has. And it did make me nervous for a little bit because it all came at once. And I'm just being straight transparent here. It all came at once. And as me with a Black woman, struggling with my entrepreneurship because of the scares and the leaving the safe part of a, you know, a 9-to-5 job, a check that you're going to get, salary, income, health care, and all that stuff. And then to know that here I am with my dream, my vision, and people are supporting it, this can be done. You know? If there's people out there who hate it, I don't know because they don't contact me. So,
well, that's fine. I mean, she can focus on the positive and build on that. So let's see. Within the next 5 years, where do you envision this platform to be? It seems like you have hit on something that's going to have a groundswell of movement and building. So what mm-hmm. are your vision for the next 5 years and when it comes to Buy from Black Women?
Buy from Black Women will be a standalone nonprofit. We'll have scholarships. We'll have grants to give to young Black women who are into college and majoring in business. We'll have grants for those Black women who are starting a business but can't afford small things like the website or the startup costs for getting a laptop to help them cover those startup costs. We'll have mentor and mentee programs for those who need assistance or even need the guidelines to come along or how do I start this? Tell me your story and take me under your wing so I can also be as successful as you are. We'll have conference, we'll have education seminars, we'll have business plan classes, webinars. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited to see it. I see it coming together. I see the people who are going to be teaching these classes reaching out to me. I'm reaching out to them. So even before 5 years, I can say in 3 years, it's going to be its own nonprofit entity.
So much coming down the pipeline, and this is truly, truly exciting. I thank you again for creating such a platform and the willingness to share that page that you were holding on to and keeping it private for such a long time. I really think there's so much opportunity here, and it'll be beneficial to so many. So, again, thank you.
Well, no, thank you for having me on here. I was nervous. So, thank you. Thank you, because it means a lot more than you realize it does.
Okay, so we are here wrapping up our discussion with Nikki P., creator of Buy From a Black Woman. Again, this is a platform to showcase what Black women are leading, moving, and shaking, and a platform that will be there to support business ideas and the creative spirit of the Black woman. Again, thank you, Nikki P., for joining us on Womanist Views.
Thank you so much.
We're wrapping up another episode of Womanist Views. Again, Womanist Views is created, produced, and co-hosted by Sharice Charles, and is dedicated to broadcasting the voices of women like Nikki P., who are doing positive and exciting things in their communities around the globe. Thank you for, again, tuning in.